This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
What a glorious feeling. I'm happy playing in the rain. I'm
program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know that I so do too, that it does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM on this lovely Thursday, October the 10th of 2024, day 284th of the year, and only 82 days left to go. Yeah, as we are hanging out inside of the multiverse known as Safety FM, we're also hanging out with our friends over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so let's talk about it. So, of course, a lot of the questions coming up right away is how are things? We're in Florida, so on, and all that kind of fun stuff. So let me tell you what's going on. So we are, we're still in Orlando. That has never changed in regards to what's going on. But let me explain. So, the hurricane and the outer bands and the back bands and whatever the hell you want to call it are still going on as we're coming to you at this lovely hour of the morning. So if things are to go crazy, we will drop out. Okay, I just want you to know. But I think things should be copacetic. If not, we'll do something. But I'll let you know what's going on. So, broadcasting from Orlando, we're still doing our thing. Hopefully everything's going well in your neck of the woods, because that's always important. Our show consists of safety in the news. Yeah, safety in the news is what our show consists of. So if you want to know a little bit about safety, if you want to know a little bit about the news, you're in the right spot. So if you want to interact with our show, it's callinradio.com. Now, keep in mind that if we go down, it will drop into something else afterwards. And then we'll have probably some kind of a level of a buffer before Sheldon Primus takes over at the top of the hour. But I just want you to know everything that's going on, because here's the interaction between you and I. It's always been one of those things that I never want you to feel that I'm pulling wool over your eyes in regards to what's going on. I want to keep it real. I want to keep it realistic, because here's the thing. People tend to forget that our conversations is between you and me. And the way that we interact is important. So if I don't tell you what's going on and something was to happen, I don't want you to feel like something went wrong where we did the kibosh. So that's it. So overall, yes, there has been some extreme damage to certain areas in Florida. We will talk about some of those things. We will talk about some of the things that are going on inside of the world of the news. We will probably be very heavily focused on news today. We'll attempt to do some interactions about safety. I know some people were pissed off yesterday in regards that we were not very specific about everything going on with some of the safety stuff. That happens. There are days that we are not going to be able to do our traditional style show. And that's the other thing is, have we become too formulaic in regards to the shit that we do? That's the other thing that always drives me crazy. Because here's the thing that I want to talk about. If we become too formula, it becomes too predictive in what we're going to do. So maybe that's where we start changing some of our stuff. Because remember, a few months ago, you and I sat back and we had that conversation that it sounded like our show sounded like all the other news shows with bringing in all these other people and doing all that. And we said, let's nix it. Boom. And we did away with it. And that's what I don't want this show to ever become is the formula show. You know, I don't want it to become one of those shows where we're like, oh, we know exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, there should always be the conversation piece. I don't want that to change. It's just the other stuff around it that drives me wild in regard to what we do. So let me get off the box of soap. Yeah, the soapbox thing, that's for sure. And let's talk a little bit in regards of what is going on inside of the world of the trends. By the way, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com real quick before I forget. That's callinsh. Oh, hold on. I'm doing something else. callinradio.com. So just so you know. Anyways, let's talk about what was trending in the overnight because I think that that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends, a beloved children's character wreaks havoc on Germany roads, and North Korea continues a diplomatic aggression. Also, Jenna Fisher is cancer-free, and J-Lo is ready to embrace the new single life. We'll talk about some of that stuff. Also, Hugh does Radio City Music Hall, and Nate heads back to Netflix. We'll talk about that in casting calls. Also, future King Prince George has a grueling new athletic hobby, and we'll talk about some of that stuff as we are going. So I'm going to tell you that today we're going to rely heavily on things that are going on inside of the world of the news. We're going to talk heavily in regards to probably what's going on with Milton, the hurricane that's hitting Florida, or that has hit the majority of central Florida at the moment and still passing by in some segments of it. So that's going to get kind of be our back and forth today. And we'll talk about some of the other things that we have, we'll say planned at the moment and see how it goes. Keep in mind that we still have hour two and three coming up. And hour number one is the only one that is podcasted, also videocasted, and everything else where we go on to RadioBig.fm, where we go on to Safety FM, where we go into iHeartRadio, Odyssey, and so on, because we're multi-platform. And then when we do the podcast portion, depending on how your podcatcher works, we are live on that thing starting at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So it's a whole plethora of things that are going on all at one time. So just keep that in mind. So a lot of stuff, a lot of moving elements. But if something is to happen, you know, majorly, we will probably put a kibosh on everything. I just want to make sure that we're clear on what's going on. So anyways, let's get you into the news because I think that that's going to be important. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Hurricane Milton's battering Florida with 2 million homes and businesses without power. The United States says China has no justification for using an annual National Day speech by Taiwan as a pretext for military pressure. Israel says its retaliation against Iran's missile attack will be deadly, precise, and surprising. And Indian tycoon Ratan Tata has died at the age of 86. From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Hurricane Milton's battering Florida with 2 million homes and businesses without power. Milton's been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but at least two people have been killed. It's brought 120-mile-an-hour winds, tornadoes and storm surges. Retired Fire Chief Dr. Jeffrey Lindsay's based in Florida and has decades of experience there in responding to natural disasters.
The first thing that happens is, number one is everybody accounts for themselves. But the second thing is we do what's called a windshield assessment to take and basically do a, quote, drive-through of the community to determine exactly what's happened where and what resources are needed in different parts of the community so that we can send the right amount of equipment to that particular area to make the necessary, hopefully, rescues and then, unfortunately, recoveries in that particular area.
The United States says China has no justification for using an annual National Day speech by Taiwan as a pretext for military pressure. President Lai Ching-te, who took office in May, delivered a keynote address likely to anger China, as Laura Westbrook reports.
President William Lai Ching-te is more outspoken than his predecessor Tsai Ing-wen in defending Taiwan's right to rule itself. That's angered Beijing, which calls him a dangerous separatist. China claims Taiwan as its own and has not ruled out taking it by force. Beijing has been ramping up military pressure on Taiwan in recent years, and Taiwan remained on alert for Chinese military drills near the island on National Day. A senior U.S. official told reporters that celebrating National Day should not be justification for coercive actions, which undermines cross-strait stability. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Israel says its retaliation against Iran's missile attack will be deadly, precise and surprising. This after US President Joe Biden held what the White House calls a direct and productive conversation with Israel's Prime Minister. Indian tycoon Ratan Tata has died at the age of 86. He was chairman of the Tata Group, one of India's largest and oldest conglomerates, for more than two decades. Rebecca Bunden reports from Mumbai.
Ratan Tata had been in intensive care in hospital in Mumbai, and the Tata Group announced late Wednesday night local time that he had passed away. He was one of India's most recognised business leaders. Tata took the helm of the group in 1991, with the conglomerate acquiring brands including Jaguar Land Rover and tea company Tetley while he was chairman. In recent years, he had stepped back from the group, but he remained involved in its philanthropic work and was often consulted on major decisions. He was also known as an animal lover, providing shelter to street dogs at Tata's head office. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, more of the unique eyewitness account of life in Gaza that we started bringing you yesterday. It comes from Dr. Nazim Mahmoud, a vascular and transplant surgeon who has just returned to the UK after spending a month working in the Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza. Today, his experience is treating the injured, many of them young children.
Palestinians can't leave Gaza. They're trapped, and they're trapped into this very small area where they're being continually attacked. So the staff that are left are in an absolutely desperate situation. And what was particularly concerning was that the pattern seemed to be that a bomb would be dropped on a very crowded area or on a residential building, and then drones would come down and pick off people who were running away, and that included women and children. I had a seven-year-old child who described lying on the ground after a bomb blast and then seeing a drone come down, hover over him and shoot him in the abdomen. He had an injury to his liver, his spleen, his chest and his bowel, and luckily he survived after surgery, but many didn't.
Tomorrow, what are conditions like for staff in Gaza's remaining hospitals as supplies run dry? Basic provisions are running out, sometimes in the middle of operations that just a few weeks ago Dr. Nazim Mahmoud was performing. We'll hear about that tomorrow. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Hurricane Milton's battering Florida with 2 million homes and businesses without power. The US says China has no justification for using an annual National Day speech by Taiwan as a pretext for military pressure. Israel says its retaliation against Iran's missile attack will be deadly, precise and surprising. And Indian tycoon Ratan Tata has died at the age of 86. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement.
The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, that's what it is. The Rated R Safety Show. So there you go. Anyways, currently 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. So a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to discuss, a lot of stuff to talk about. So keep that in mind. So let's start off with what everybody's talking about, at least in this area, in regards to what's going on with the hurricane. And that's Hurricane Milton. Hurricane Milton made landfall in Florida late Wednesday evening. And here's the latest. Tropical storm conditions began in the western Florida Wednesday afternoon, bringing sustained winds nearly 40 miles per hour and tornadoes. Before it made landfall, wind speeds slowed enough to downgrade Milton to a Category 3 hurricane. First responders responsible for St. Pete Beach, just west of St. Petersburg, expressed concerns that buildings that had still not been repaired from Helene damage are likely to collapse in the storm. As an electric company, lineman structures resources anticipation of Milton, Donald Trump's Doral Miami's resort is giving free accommodations to 275 workers. Here's the latest on Hurricane Helene recovery efforts. State investigators in Tennessee are looking into plastic plants that apparently did not give workers adequate notice about the storm warning before Helene hit. in the storm. 11 workers were swept away. Only 5 so far have been safely recovered, while 4 remain missing and 2 have been confirmed dead. Families of the victims say that the management of Impact Plastics, Inc. did not give a flood warning or alerts before during the shift when employees were impacted. The Blue Ridge Parkway that runs more than 400 miles between North Carolina and Virginia will remain closed indefinitely as the National Park Service's staff fix a catastrophic damage that was made on the route. So there you go. Looking ahead, it is, on the ground of Boone, North Carolina, assisting with cleanup and recovery efforts this week. So there you go. Some stuff that's going on right there. No doubt about that. What else do we have? Yeah, there's still a lot of stuff. I will tell you that from what I can see on the tracker, because, of course, I always have other news sources going on at the same time, too. Today we have it on the larger screen, but it is going on that some wind gust in the general area between Orlando and Daytona has had wind gusts up to 83 miles per hour. Yeah, 83 miles per hour. So pretty large impact still in regards to the stuff that's going on. So there you go. I don't know. I mean, I look at this and it just becomes a cluster. I mean, in the studio that I'm in, it's on a different floor, but I can hear the wind still hitting. I mean, it's still pretty harsh. Still pretty harsh out there. And keep in mind that it's hours and hours later after landfall. So there you go. Also, let's do this. Follow up after weeks of back and forth with Brazil government. X is on again and accessible in the country. Ultimately, Elon Musk owned platform. Went ahead and met the demands of the Brazil Supreme Court, including the removal of some of the posts and suspensions of certain accounts. Musk has not posted about the meeting of demands of Brazil's government, nor has X issued a public statement regarding the matter. This is according to Newsweek. Also, in Elon's world, the 5th test flight for SpaceX Starship rocket, the most powerful rocket model ever built, could happen as soon as Sunday, pending regulatory approvals. So there you go. So I don't know. By the way, if you are watching the video this morning and you're seeing my head kind of go back and forth in regards to the different screens, it's because I'm trying to see in real time what the hell's going on in regards to the weather around here. So that is what is happening, just in case. Also, take a listen to this. North Korea began severing all infrastructure connected to its south on Wednesday, cutting off roads and railways. Free travel between the countries is impossible to begin with, but added blockades further to intentionally excavate tensions between the countries. And with the United States, just like recent nuclear threats, North Korean state media says to move to further cut off connections is a response of ongoing hostility from the United States. So nothing new. At the same time, North Korea Supreme Court people assembly met in met this week, but so far no word on any official dictation on what the hell is going to be coming from those meetings. I'm sure we will find out in the very, very near future, because that's normally how it goes. Anyways, 23 minutes past the top of the hour, we're still kind of taking a look around on what's going on inside of some of the storm weather that's still hitting some of the general area. So just information-wise on what's going on, still some flash flood warnings going on in most of Central Florida as we are speaking. Anyways, take a listen to this. A homeowner in Paulson, Washington, just outside of Seattle, says that she fed a raccoon when they visited the house that she owned for 35 years, just a few at a time until now. About 6 weeks ago, more and more began showing up until she was unable to get into her house at all. The raccoon swarm was so intense that she called law enforcement, which counted an estimated, are you ready for this? Are you ready? I need to know.
100
raccoons on her property. That is
100
raccoons on her property. A rep for the county sheriff says that somehow the word got out in the raccoon land and they all showed up to her house expecting a meal. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. No doubt about that. So there is some stuff on X about the 100 raccoons that are there. And it's a guesstimate. I mean, and it is a cluster of stuff, of, you know, these things just walking around. So there you go. A neighbor tells local media that her own dog has been taken to the vet for tussing with the raccoons in hopes that her neighbor stops feeding the hungry critters completely. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife is weighing its options whether it can handle the situation. A private organization said that it would charge $500 a head to take care of the problem. Yeah, not a bad deal. You know, $500 a head in regards of taking care of all this stuff. Yeah, you know, what a deal of deals, if you know what I'm saying there, for sure. So I don't know. Some interesting times, you know. We're a profit organization, that's for sure. As we are going through some of the stuff, I was going to try to show you the video of what's going on, but of course, because I'm going on to another news website, of course, I have tons of ads that are popping up. So let's see what we can do here. Let me change some stuff up on my screeno, you know, here, because that's going to be important to do. And then once I get to what I am trying to get to, maybe we can do a screen like this. If you're watching, take a listen.
Usually when sheriff's deputies get called to a home invasion to find some masked bandits, they're not already wearing prison stripes. A Poulsbo woman.
She felt the raccoons were threatening.
Called 911 after her home was surrounded by raccoons.
This is something you don't see every day.
35 years ago, you first started feeding raccoons, and then when all of a sudden did it explode like this?
6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago.
She told deputies she'd been leaving food out for the raccoons since the 1980s. Among the raccoon population here in Poulsbo, word got out about the midnight all-you-can-eat buffet. By October 3rd, nearly 100 of them had invaded the woman's property, deputies tell us, swarming around her home night and day.
So I don't know if you can see all this, but I mean, there is a small cluster of these things on there. Let's go back to the story. I mean, they're showing them in the yard, and it's pretty interesting to see.
They were shocked. They had never seen that many raccoons in one place.
Even neighbors like Wendy Kronk.
I'd say it's been about the last month or so I've noticed it.
Are also seeing an uptick.
I've had several raccoons in the yard recently. My dogs have gotten in a scuffle several times with raccoons. I even had to take one of my dogs to the vet after tussling with a raccoon. And I've also noticed there's been a lot more hit raccoons up on the main road here.
Trapping and relocating them will cost the woman $500 per raccoon. Deputies say she's concerned. Kronk just hopes the issue gets resolved soon.
I do hope that somebody steps in and helps her, you know, take care of this problem, and hopefully she'll quit doing it.
In Kitsap County, Maddie White, King 5 News.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, I don't think that it's going to get much different than that. That is for sure as we are talking. So I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, I guess that kind of teaches the whole thing of don't feed raccoons. No, like seriously, like don't feed them at all, because who knows what kind of a cluster it's gonna cause for you going forward in the near future.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Cookie Monster is wanted in Germany for excessive speeding. A person dressed as the Muppet was clocked going 60 miles per hour in a 50 mile per hour zone. While officers think it was done in jest, they still would like to talk to the individual about the dangers of speeding, especially while wearing a vision in. A vision impairing suit, by the way. So let's see. The car is registered to a 57-year-old man in the nearby town, but it's not clear if he was the driver or not. This is according to Mirror. By the way, coming in right now, just information-wise, gusts of winds now hitting 85 miles per hour in certain areas. And let's see, as low as 56 miles per hour in the outskirts of Orlando. So just some information as we are talking. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other stuff. The Dow gained about 431 points to close at 42,512 on Wednesday. The S&P increased by 40 points to close at 5,792. And the NASDAQ increased by 108 points to close at 18,291. West Texas Intermediate closed at $73 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $76 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.20 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin was mostly flat Wednesday, trading around 63,100. There was more than 1,460 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, and more than 1,940 flight cancellation amid hurricane weather in the south. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $150 million jackpot or a $71.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Anyways, let's continue talking because, hey, why would we not do that? So anyways, looks like gusts of winds are still going pretty high here. And it's looking like in the Orlando area, just for references, about, give or take, about 500,000 people without power. 500,000 people. So half a million people without power already with these storms. So let's continue some other things. Sean Combs' attorney headed to court on Wednesday to discuss potential dates for his sex trafficking charges, arguing that their client has the right to a speedy trial and would like the trial date in April or May of 2025. Combs' attorney also filed a bail appeal late Tuesday. This comes after his bail was denied twice on two separate judges. The pretrial hearing is scheduled for today. So this is according to NBC News. We talked about this a little bit at the beginning. Let's talk a little bit more about it. Attorneys for a woman accusing Garth Brooks for sexual assault, speaking out that he outed her in the new complaint filed this week. In a new filing, Brooks identified the woman who is up until now had only been referred to as Jane Roe while accusing her of extortion and defamation. Specifically, he says that she devised a malicious scheme to blackmail him in paying her millions of dollars after he rejected her request for salaried employment and medical benefits. Roe claims that claims against Brooks surfaced last week. He has denied allegations of what was going on. So there you go. Some information for you as we are talking. So let's continue to move forward in regards of what the hell is going on inside of the world here. I talked about this, so let's talk about it. Jenna Fischer is celebrating being cancer-free after undergoing surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. She was diagnosed with stage 1 triple-positive breast cancer in December of 2023. The following January, she had some tumors removed, followed by 12 rounds of chemo in February and 3 weeks of radiation in June. Today, Fischer says that she's taking infusion of Herceptin and daily dose of some other drug, but feels good and is embracing her new shorter do. So there you go. I guess that means she cut her hair at some point. Anyways, 32 minutes past top of the hour. Why don't we just go ahead and get you into a main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, Rated R Safety Show. We always have stuff that we want to talk about. We always have stuff that we want to discuss. And today, it's one of those interesting times. I had something kind of ready to go that I would like to discuss. And then something happened yesterday that I was like, I'm kind of confused by stuff. I'm kind of confused on how sometimes things work in our world. So I want you to think about this just for a moment, just a moment in time. All of a sudden, you're ready to change some things. You are ready to change the way that work is being done inside of your workplace. And you have everything ready to go. You have an event scheduled in about 3 weeks where this new rendition of safety is going to come out. This new variation on how you want to look at the world is on the verge of coming up for you. And that 3 week prior, you're going to have a discussion with someone who's going to come in and discuss this information with you. They're going to come in that 3 week period and have that conversation with you and your group. So you decided to schedule a phone call about having the discussion prior. Okay? So am I painting the picture for you so far? So all of a sudden, phone call time. You're ready to go. Time has hit time and space. And you are supposed to do the call of calls because in 3 weeks, you're going to lay out this plan, not just to the upper management of the organization, but to all of the employees. So it's going to get interesting. You're going to have this discussion and things are going to possibly change within your organization. All of a sudden you get on the call. 1 minute passes by. 2 minutes passes by. 3 minutes. 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, let's say up to 10 minutes have passed by, and still the person that's going to help you present, or that's going to present for you, does not show up. So you send them an email and you reference, hey, sorry that you missed our call. Let's kind of go forward because I wanted to lay out a plan. And all of a sudden, within about 10 minutes of that email, they email you back. Now, keep in mind that they normally got a notification the day before about the conference call. They got a notification 2 hours before the conference call, and they got a notification 10 minutes before the conference call. And the response back is, oh, I totally forgot that we had this scheduled for today. Can we talk later on? Now, think about this. All of a sudden, you have this person that you are depending on for assistance, and they are going to tell the most important people in your company what you wanted stuff to change to. You following along so far? And all of a sudden, they were a no-show. How confident are you going to be on what's going to happen in 3 weeks? I ask this question because sometimes here's what we forget. You might have been at your organization for a hot minute, like I like to say, but you have to give some kind of consideration that if you are going to have somebody reference on how you want something to change and how that is delivered in that first moment is going to be crucial. So if all of a sudden you already have a bad taste about the person not showing up, how confident are you going to feel in that 3-week time frame? So my question to you becomes this. How do you pivot? Do you bring somebody else in, attempt to bring somebody else in, or do you just take the bull by the horn and say, I'm going to do it myself? Because that's where it gets interesting. Sometimes we tend to forget that some of this stuff is not as easy as it looks. And trying to make sure that people get that commitment across in regards of what you're trying to implement, change, and so on is crucial of who the participants are that are going to be delivering that information. So think about it. And yes, I know error is normal and things do occur, but